Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Doug, is this Teen Wolf again?
I don't know who it would be again.
This is Stevie Wonder.
From the Teen Wolf soundtrack.
No, happy birthday to you. It's actually a song in honor of the great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but as Plowsy's playing in honor of Doug's birthday.
That's right, and the Sea Monsters.
Yeah. Oh, Stinky Vow's birthday.
And Lisa Ann's.
Nice.
Tony Twist.
The Twisters today?
Uh-huh.
How about that? Doug, it's a bouncy, jovial song of celebration, isn't it?
Seems like it. Yeah, it's a happy little tune.
Pretty good for a guy who can't see.
Doug, there's so much to get to in this 9 o'clock hour.
Like what?
I'll give you Sadie Hawkins. You want a Sadie Hawkins?
Yeah, I enjoy a Sadie Hawkins.
All right. Okay, we have a gentleman calling into the 590 business office, unhappy with us and Mike Matheny.
Oh. With the way the business is being run.
I'll have to play the audio for you. We have Jason Barrett's Under the Radar column, kind of keeping you up to date with what's going on in sports talk radio.
Giving you what you want.
This is an industry that Wall Street is monitoring because of the kind of dollars in it.
Right. It's just, the money is so big, so staggering that a lot of people can't wrap their head around
it. It's hard to keep track of.
Right. Yeah. And so this column lets you know the comings and goings and goings and comings.
Okay.
So we have that. And then we also have Buck Swope on Cucky the Dwarf's emergence and evolution.
I like that Swope.
Yeah. Well, that sounds interesting. Maybe we ought to start with that.
You want to start with Swope's pins?
Well, I guess I'd get out of the way.
What do you mean get out of the way?
Well, okay, let's listen to it because I'm sure it's fabulous.
Which part is this? One or two?
What do you mean? Is this a two? Did Swope do
Cucky
two parts?
Had a two-parter?
Is it a two-parter?
I don't know. Cucky could have been a two-parter.
Seamaster says it's a one-parter.
Oh, okay.
It's a one-parter. It's like Can't Buy Me Love. They only did one. There was a clamoring for two, but Patrick Dempsey said, I'm just doing the one.
I like that girl in there.
No longer with us.
No, she passed, yeah.
And she'll be on Swope's picks. But this is, there was one soundbite that I really appreciated. Do you have that one? Do you know which one I'm talking about? Plow Marlin? Doug, here, take a listen. This is Buck Swope. Now, what he does when you get interviewed by Buck Swope is to describe what an interview is like with Buck Swope.
Well, Buck calls you and he starts talking and you go, yeah. And then he'll ask you a question about 5 minutes later and you go, well, yeah, sort of. And then he'll talk for another 10 minutes and he'll say, okay, the interview's over.
So Cucky was interviewed by Buck Swope, and here's what he had to say.
All right, hit the lever, Plowsy.
I look back at my old emails, and I'm like, wow, what an amateur, you know? Because I used the same shtick, and that's when the Whistler was doing its thing. When, right before that, Matt who bowled at Hanks, who legitimately pens the best, most witty emails around.
Yeah.
And he does not get his due.
He definitely... Yeah. Matt who bowls at Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed at some
Don't
point.
Say
he's definitely in the elite class, and he also I think he does get his due, but he also there's times when there's three or four really really good emails, and a lot of times I think maybe it just goes to Plops or maybe it just goes to you, just because. Maybe it was the most outrageous, not necessarily the best written.
Don't think they listen sometimes, and they just say, yeah, Plops or Cucky, I'm pretty sure they wrote in, so I'm going to go ahead and say their name.
Yeah,
I think Doug forgets a lot. His short-term memory's going.
Okay.
Checking on that.
Doug, I mean, a lot going on there in that.
I make no attempt to remember what everyone's written.
Matt who bowls at Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed.
Don't ever say sewed again.
Sewed is a popular sew.
I mean, those are two gentlemen having a very serious discussion about whether or not an emailer into this stupid-ass show is underrated. And I love that. And I love it. And it couldn't be... Buck Swope couldn't be more serious, and his memory couldn't be more impressive. I'm just telling you, I'm a Buck Swope lemming.
You have to be.
I think what they don't realize is a lot of times we tune out, we do other things on the phone, watching TV, anything to try to forget what's going on this show.
So you're not always locked in.
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't remember
Matt
every email.
Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed
at some point. And he's serious about this. Stop it, Swopesy.
Well, you got to give both of them credit. They both have gone from... emailer or listener to having their own shows.
Right. Stars, yeah. But is he so darn pressed for time, he can't even say EPA?
Adds two syllables. Now, a lot of people wonder, is there tension between Cucky and Misty Plops?
Mm.
And that is actually addressed in this sode.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Plops was a little bit of an inspiration, and I know you covered it on the Plops episode, but I loathed
all three
Plops. It was my... I had broken my wrist diving for a kickball in Tower Grove Park, and that's what gave me that little bit of extra time to reread my emails in the morning, because I wasn't working. I'm a carpenter like the Lord. So I wasn't working.
Like the Lord? Please. It's a religious calling.
I started penning these masterpieces, but Plops. It was like, have you seen the movie Amadeus, where Salieri's complaining about Mozart the whole time, and that's kind of how it felt with Plops, and I had to take him down, but I loved him so much. And then to find out that we had known each other since children,
And explain the connection there. I think Plops covered it a little bit, but let's hear it from your perspective. How did you know Misty Plops?
My cousins, I would go over there every summer for a weekend at a time. We were real close, me and my younger cousin. Well, the older cousin, his best friend, was Misty Plops.
Doug, how about that? First off,
fascinating stuff. Just absolutely fascinating. Wow, we've lived in the same town our whole lives. And you know what? I have a cousin who knows
to reread my emails in the morning.
I'm still worried about the kickball accident.
Mm-hmm. Now, what happened? Sea Monster just sent me. Oh, he's on the phone now. Probably Mike Lee calling in.
It'd be Janine.
Was it Mike Lee? Or was it Janine? Who won?
Not with her sciatica. She's not calling in.
Exactly.
Yes, Seema. Happy birthday, everybody. It's the Sea Monster. 33 bills, Doug. 33 bills.
Happy birthday, CZ.
Oh, well, thank you, Douglas.
Was that Mike Lee?
Was Mike Lee on line one, if you want to go to him.
Well,
I did just text him that I was surprised that in this sode, Buck chose not to include Cucky's very popular Tuna Fish Vaughn emails.
Oh, I thought you were about Charlie Tuna. And I'm like, God, does he like call it a tuna show?
Will that be part two, maybe?
I don't believe there is a part two forthcoming.
What is coming up on Buck Swopes? Because you usually are briefed.
He hasn't told me what's
clearly
what's
there's
next.
A Matt Who Bowls at Hanks edition.
Yeah,
usually he'll tell me about a week or so out what he's working on.
Yeah. Matt Who Bowls at Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own sewed at some point.
The big sew.
Man. I wonder who needs their own sewed.
Oh, this Swope.
The guy writes in a couple of vile emails, and that's worth an hour-long radio show?
Sure.
Are we that desperate for programming?
It's like a 30-for-30 retrospective. Each time he does it, you kind of dig in and you learn some things. Like, for example, we remember when he had the cuck for the cup, which really led to the Blues to two wins playing just a couple wins away from playing the Stanley Cup Final.
Yep.
Doug, here it is.
All right, hit the lever plaza.
Let's see what we got going on here. I think this is Cucky the Dwarf from outside.
He is on the phone.
Hello, Cucky.
Cucky, hello?
Yes, is that you, Cucky?
Wait, no, Cucky, that's me. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hey, guys, I'm outside.
Yeah, we saw you out there.
Come to the window so we can see you as we're talking to you.
Yeah, this will be good,
cool.
Doug.
Hey, might have to shut her down a little bit earlier than I would have liked to.
Why is that?
Gentleman just came up to me in an unmarked police car, is what I thought it was, and he said, sir, you might get a citation for demonstrating. And I was like, oh, all right, well, you know, demonstrate, it's America, woo! And he's like, no, usually prostitutes get those. So I think the midriff may have been a bad move, but...
Oh, that's what he was upset
by? You hear that? Getting a lot of positive response out here, boys.
Doug, that's when we watched the Blues begin a run to the Western Conference Finals, and it was directly
Cucky.
Because of Cucky.
Yeah.
And Cucky stood out there on Hampton with a half shirt, and the police thought he was selling his body.
Well, I mean, you look at how taut it is and how well he's put together in his ensemble of his clothing. I mean, you could see where he could be, you know, a gigolo.
He's a massive Hoosier right out of the boot heel.
He is on the phone.
Hello, Cucky.
There is a request from Prince Johnson, the Black Python. Says he wants to hear a best of Prod Joe Sode. Has there been a producer Joe Sode?
Yeah, I think so.
Was there?
That means, I thought that means Joe was on it.
That means Joe would have given an interview.
I thought, maybe I'm Did wrong, he? But I thought there was, maybe there was just talk.
I don't know Joe well, but I could see his response being rather funny to Buck reaching out, probably with a 10-paragraph email,
yeah,
and Prod
well.
Joe going, no.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, Joe should do it.
I think, because I think a lot of the listeners, Jennings, you know, Joe left the show in 2013. A lot of the listeners are new to the program.
They don't know about
and
Joe.
And they don't know about at Prod Joe. They just know him as the guy who treats Iggy questionably when they cross paths over a fantasy baseball dispute in 2014.
I'm watertight.
Yeah, everybody should get to know Joe a little better.
Yep.
I would really like to know, and I can't tell Swope what to do. It's his own show, and he's doing a great show. I would really, and I have no clue. I would like to know, when did the We Want to Bang Doug start?
Doug, when did that start? Because I remember you celebrate that every year.
I don't celebrate.
I mean, every email now, every text is about you. The fan page is about you. When did that start? Did somebody text something in one day or send an email that Doug's got a great ass?
Usually it's Jim Hayes.
When did it start?
Jim Hayes starts things.
He does it.
Yeah, he's the prince of misinformation.
That's when Senior had a real hard time with the program. He didn't understand why people were sending in request to have sex with you.
I don't understand it either. How could you understand it? What is there to understand?
Why? I don't want to know about Bill's holes.
Yeah, there's no explaining that.
I think this is kind of a shtick that Dan Patrick does with the Danettes, and I think that we've just kind of taken it and localized it.
Yep.
The Sea Monster says that there is no producer Joe Sode yet. Buck Swope just texted me and says he's working on a Larry Nickel retrospective.
Oh, my. That could be a 3 or 4-parter.
I do not have a hammer toe.
There is no question that some of the greatest video in the history of our world, our universe, is the ride with
Mickey Carroll, Rudy,
and Timberfake.
On the way to the Doug, was that the 2009 Girl Next Door of the Year? Was it 2010?
I don't remember the years.
I mean, it's back just.
I know that Timberfake offended a number of people that we had to get him out the back door because there were people waiting outside the front door to beat him down. That's what I remember about it.
Mickey talked about his time with Al Capone.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I didn't know that he was involved in the mob.
I didn't either.
No, Al Capone, he was hip deep in it.
No. Mickey Carroll.
Oh, Mickey Carroll.
Yes. No. You remember Mickey.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Mickey Carroll.
He's a good guy. Yeah.
Buck Swope says Joe will not get a full sode unless he wants to join, but I try and work him in as much as possible.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's been discussion of Prod Joe, but I didn't know that. It would be nice if he could get Prod Joe on.
Well, I'm
Joe
sure
would never
How can
do
I prevent
interview.
My
would
anus
never
from
agree
bleeding?
That.
Oh, huh.
D-Dodo. Would you quit asking me out, Randy?
Come on, Larry. Hold it together.
Doug, and finally, what may have really put Cucky on the map was this email. It was about his relationship with his stepfather.
Uh-oh.
Hi, bye, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh. What a lucky day it is. Doug will appreciate this. I'm laying stone with my stepdad. We are Masons, and we are so strong and swole. We are building a Mexico wall around the city of Kirkwood. Well, I guess we will be building it if we can keep our fingers out of each other.
Who is that? Longwood?
It's like Cucky the Dwarf.
Cucky?
Doug, I mean, that's a son, a Mason, suggesting he's engaged in finger play with his father, and you thought that was...
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I was laughing about something else at the time.
I didn't know there were Masons.
Stonemasons. So, isn't that what you're called if you're a bricklayer or something?
So, I thought they were all kind of Masons. Maybe not.
Well, Jackie Mason was one.
Yes, Jackie Mason, Sir Anthony Mason, with the Knicks.
That's all of them. I guess.
Mason Dixon line.
Mason, yeah, there
Dave
was that
Mason,
line.
Very great,
very nice, player. Dave Mason, nice play.
Oh, good one.
Just real quick, Caddyshack 1 or 2? Which one?
Oh my God,
1.
But Jackie Mason was only in 2.
Yeah, it was horrendous. I mean, for as great as 1 was, you're ready to walk out of 2 about half hour into it.
To me, it's the second worst movie ever made, Caddyshack 2.
And, of course, the worst being?
Dreamer with Matheson.
Who?
Tim Matheson?
Tim Matheson. It was a bowling movie. It was the worst movie ever.
What, was he dreaming about being a professional bowler?
Yeah, and it was terrible. I mean, whoever consulted on this, I mean, he's throwing the ball, runaway Brooklyn's running it out.
It doesn't seem like a genre that Hollywood has embraced enough.
Now, they had the premiere in St. Louis in a trailer park with Nelson Burton Jr., and it was awful.
Guys, getting a soda on Swope's picks is kind of like getting waved over to the couch by Carson. You know you've made it. Matt, who bowls and hangs.
Good analogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like that. Boy, if you can be an interview guest on a show that airs at like midnight on a Saturday night, you've made it.
Yeah, but have you seen the download numbers?
Yeah, it's a little startling.
Yep.
No, I haven't.
It's a little startling.
It's a head shaker.
It's a little startling.
Where do you go to see someone's download number?
Oh, you want them? I'll send them over to you.
I'm not really that interested in it.
Send them over. Doug, now we have two more things that I think you'll be interested in hearing.
Big hour.
We have this gentleman calling into the 590, the Fan business offices, unhappy with us and Mike Matheny. And we also have Jason Barrett's Under the Radar column. Plus, we have the Hot Shots email of the day, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Right now, Misty Plops and Justin in Columbia each tied with two. You're kind of watching. Some people have said it's like Jordan, but I feel like it's more Magic Bird right now, you know?
That's what I was going to say until the words came out of your mouth.
That's where you were going?
Yeah, Magic and Bird. That's what I was thinking about. Absolutely. Dating back to the college and then to the NBA.
Game in 79, no doubt.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Michigan State. Makes a lot of sense when you just start to talk it out.
Neighboring states, but the camp I weren't really that close.
No.
Not really. Not really. I mean, when you talk about what is close and what isn't, in this case, not really that close.
Nice take. Real nice take. Doug, here's a gentleman calling into the business office.
The business office. Okay.
Right. And he left a voicemail. Now, you had Ms. Butler do this with you. This is what we have here.
Oh, no.
Once again, Tommy Pham puts on a one-man show. This clown, Matheny, ought to be fired. And he's had Tommy down in the minors at Memphis for quite some time now. Tommy is hands down the best outfielder that this St. Louis Cardinals team has. And I don't know what the hell Matheny cannot realize that. Tommy Pham is excellent at the plate and in the field. And he's so much better than these other guys that you've got up there. And Matheny is a blooming idiot. And I've tried to call the St. Louis Cardinals front office and can't even get through. So I figured I'd leave the message with you and maybe you can wake somebody up in that organization. I could put out a better lineup than this clown y'all got called Matheny.
Y'all got.
Boy,
now, he has not been able to get through.
So he went to the next closest place.
It is unusual because usually they welcome calls with lineup suggestions. I think they've got a hotline right to the dugout.
You have one new message.
Yeah, Doug Vaughn, my name is Miss Butler, and I'm calling in reference to the comment you made, I think it was about a week ago, concerning Randy Moss maybe coming to the Rams. I didn't appreciate your little comment. You keep your personal comments to yourself or to your homeboy.
Okay, sorry, Miss Butler.
See, this is what happens.
Well, you got to keep that to your homies, Doug.
She stewed over that for a week before she picked up the phone. And then really let me have it.
And finally, a couple news and notes in the world of sports talk radio. Right. And this comes from sportsradiopd.com.
You've heard of him.
Multiple sources tell BSM that Chris Cantore's stint at the Mighty 1090 has ended after just 1 month.
No.
I didn't see that coming.
No. The station now, this is the thing. This is why we're getting sources on it. The station still lists Cantore's show on its program schedule, and no official statement has been given about the show being removed. However, now this is the thing, Doug. However, Cantore has not been on the air, and he's told fans on social media that he's not sure where things stand.
Well, how could he be? You know, they had an agreement, and now this has happened.
But he hopes to be on the air in the future.
Okay.
Now, only time will tell if he returns or if the station goes in a different direction.
That's hard hitting.
When you say, I hope I'm on the air in the future, that means I got nothing else.
Pretty much.
I have no other job skills. If I'm not on the air in the future, I'm homeless.
This cat didn't make it a month. He replaced Chargers insider Kevin Acey.
Kevin Acey is a San Diego Union Tribune column.
Yeah. On the mighty 1090.
That's right, San Diego.
And, he made it less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we got a couple other things. This is something that I know we had talked about, and this is a follow-up, so it's good. It's called a follow-up, Doug.
Okay.
After Terry Forster, because I remember we talked about last week.
The pitcher, Terry Forster? Terry Forster,
big lefty, kind of potbelly, spindly legs.
Announced his departure from 97.1 The Ticket's afternoon show, the immediate question became, how will this impact Mike Valenti's future?
No, not the not Mikey V.
No, I'm worried about Valenti.
Mikey V.
I just am.
He'll be all right.
He won't be okay.
Heat. He's a heat bringer.
He's a heat bringer. He is a bringer of heat. Does the talented host stay in afternoons, a solo act? Does he add a partner? Or does he explore a change of scenery?
Huh.
Well, it looks like the Detroit sports talker could have his eyes on the biggest piece of real estate in the format.
What?
According to the New York Daily News, Valenti is a finalist for Mike Francesa's seat on WFAN.
Uh-oh.
Mike Francesa.
You know him, Doug.
Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
Okay, this guy better be ready to talk a lot.
Dodgers.
I could do that. It's making millions.
Millions.
Giants over 87.5. Indians over 92.5. 69.5.
The giant bet looking.
I'll leave it at the four.
Okay.
Won't push it. I'll try and pick five. Let me see if I get an odd number and pick five.
I think he needs a couple.
I will go.
This is what sells in New York. How do you think Mikey V would do with him?
I like their chemistry. Frankly, I think they would gel.
Yep.
I thought
trying to get to one of those two teams. Look up their schedule here quick.
Doug, I think Frances is retiring.
Oh,
and
is
so
he?
Valenti
is looking for the seat.
Because everybody said, okay, Terry Forster.
Sorry about that. Just let me get that out of the way.
Is leaving. Okay. So everybody goes, okay, so Forster's leaving. What does this do to Valenti?
Yep.
Now, mm-hmm. I have always said, here's a guy who can do a show by himself.
Valenti.
Right. But do you bring in a partner for him not as well respected as Terry Forster?
I'm getting a contract.
And then people are going, maybe he's going to look around and go somewhere else.
Maybe he's going to the Big Apple.
I never thought that would be in play, but no. That is what we have on Sports Radio PD.
Wow.
Is that he could be going from Detroit to WFAN.
It's a big move.
In New York City. Now, whether it be as a solo act or as part of a team show is unclear. But if Mark Chernoff decides to take a risk and install Valenti into drive time in the Big Apple.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Despite not having worked previously in the market, aside from a few fill-ins, it'd certainly be seen as a big risk. Now, risk-taking, of course, is a part of Chernoff's DNA. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Take a look at Boomer and Carton after Imus.
Risk. Risk, risk, risk.
No partner for Francesa after Russo left.
Heavy risk-taking.
Don't need it.
And his track record of making big decisions is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
First and most important question is, do you think I actually care?
Yeah.
I think you hinted at it a few weeks ago, Tim, and you don't even remember. If we want to go back and listen to the tape. Well, when we were playing some more Francesa, and he was mumbling, stumbling, mumbling, mumbling.
Hey,
I'm
going to
get Bill. And Tim said, kind of just off the top of his head, okay, Valenti could do a better job than this.
I did, Doug. I did.
You were the first one to think of Valenti.
You saw it when others didn't. How hard can it be to be the fill-in?
I don't know if Valenti can do it.
I will go.
It's going to be tough.
Congratulations to Kyle Bailey and Frank Garcia. They have the midday slot on WFNZ in Charlotte. The duo can be heard weekdays from 10 to 2.
Oh,
That's been a tough slot for them to fill, I know, because we've all paid very close attention to it.
Yeah, Charlotte's a key player.
Well, congrats to them for emailing Barrett and saying we're going to be on. Stick it in your newsletter, please.
I'm Jason Barrett, the conductor of this audio thrill ride.
Boy.
Congratulations.
We got now.
With more let's, personnel
let's go to
notes.
A smaller market.
More comings and goings.
I have to be honest with you. I didn't know that this was a market. Congratulations go out to Jason Wechsler.
Yeah, Wessie.
Who has been hired by 101.3 ESPN in Burlington, Vermont.
They got him.
Oh, man.
They got him, the Vermont beat.
Jason says he will be with the station through Labor Day.
Job security.
Helping to produce the afternoon show and do updates.
He got a job at the mall on Labor Day for the Christmas rush.
He can only
He's
work.
Getting out of broadcast.
Yeah, he can't work that weekend.
It's time to introduce this week's starting point.
Oh God.
What is that, market 236?
I swear I thought, Doug, you know what the last market is, right? Because we all think of it.
It's Glendive, Montana. For TV, anyway.
That's right.
Wow.
I did not know. Maybe Burlington is a market. But honestly, the guy who's producing and doing updates in the afternoons in Burlington is not something that I have been thinking about.
It can't pay $4 an hour.
You wanted to know how things were doing in Omaha.
Yep. That's another market.
In the Omaha Sports Radio Winter Ratings.
Uh-oh.
1620 The Zone remained the market's leading sports radio brand. Mm-hmm. The radio station placed fifth. With men 25 to 54, Mondays through Fridays from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and sixth
Whoa.
With men 25-54 Monday through Sunday from 6 a.m. to midnight. Now, you're going, okay, well, what did local competitor ESPN 590 do?
How did they do, Tim?
That was my question.
Ninth in both categories.
Wow, even ninth. With that ESPN brand.
Right. Mm. Right.
Just who is the conductor of this audio thrill ride?
Dodgers.
The Zone was particularly strong in mornings. Sharp and Benning registered a third place finish, which was best on the station for the quarter.
In their key demo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this is important news for us.
Yep.
I'm sure somehow it is.
Well, we've got people that travel to Omaha.
Yep.
I bet the owner of the station doesn't give a rat's ass.
No.
How that particular show is doing.
He doesn't even know they're on the air.
He just knows he got someone to come in
right.
to work for next to nothing, and he's still going to turn a little bit of a profit.
Doug, 2 hours outside of Washington, D.C. So we're talking about Washington.
Okay.
Kind of.
Sort of. We're talking about Hopewell, Virginia.
Oh, man.
Looks good on a resume.
Hope, that's got to be a college station.
Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM, 1340 AM, has made a roster decision.
No. Hopewell, Virginia.
They're on the FM and the AM.
Yep, they got them both. Dean Peretta is joining the station. He's expected to be a reporter.
Through what, Memorial Day?
He may make it a little later. He may go to Thanksgiving.
A reporter? He's not even a main guy at Hopewell.
What is there to report in that city?
Mm. Oh, he'll be making about 11.5.
But I'd get a lunch every once in a while.
You can't eat on that salary. After work, he'll go right to the Social Security office. Make sure those checks
stand in line.
Yep.
Doug, congratulations to Peter Mundo.
Where'd Munsey land?
He struck a deal with his Big 12 media outlet, Heartland College Sports.
Ooh.
Mundo says that as part of the agreement, USA Today will have no editorial control over the site, but the partnership will help his brand expand into different platforms along with receiving support on the advertising front, as well as accessibility to events, news, and information. So essentially, Mundo's going to get a credential.
Right. Well, nobody goes into Mundo's website and pushes him around.
No.
Not even USA Today.
300 fans showed up here at the Spreckles Theater tonight. They had plenty to say. Now, the Spreckles, you may know, is named after a sugar magnate. But there was nothing sweet about how this forum started.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
That's how you do it.
It's the Spreckles. I was at the Spreckles. That's where they had the San Diego Charger Town Hall. And the delightful Eric Grubman told them, we want to stay in your market.
Mm-hmm. We love this market. Teams don't just get up and move.
Nope.
Except three of them this year.
Doug, some guys in Canada at Sportsnet 590 The Fan, no relation to this 590
no,
The Fan.
No, doesn't seem to
it's
be.
It's in Toronto.
No.
Has launched a new podcast, Point Taken, will debut on May 10th. And Greg Brady and Carolyn Cameron will host it.
They got Greg Brady.
Really? Is he that far down on his luck?
Well.
No, you're talking about Barry Williams. This Barry guy's name.
Oh, different
The pair say they plan to conduct conversations with athletes, actors, musicians, broadcasters, and anyone they can bribe to appear. That's read what the copy says.
That's so, never been done before, as far as I know.
No, yeah, it was called Iggy Straight to the Web.
Don't be bitter about it. It was good stuff.
And coming up this week, and I'm sure the Seamaster will have audio of it when it's released, Mike McCarthy of the Sporting News will be on the podcast.
Is the Sporting News still in business?
I think it's an online.
It's a website.
Yes,
okay.
And Brian Curtis of The Ringer.
I drove by the building.
He's a good guest.
Drove by the building just the other day down there in Washington.
Yeah, I saw it too because I used to live right by there.
Used to be a big, thriving,
used to be
major
a lot of people
ordeal.
Involved with it.
Yeah.
You know, they just got a web guy.
And I remember getting
more
the
web now.
Remember getting the Sporting News when I was a kid. And go, oh, good, here's some box scores.
Wasn't it the baseball Bible?
Yeah, and it would show up about a week after these games were played. Oh, cool, the box score and the standings.
They called it the Agate page.
It was basically they had like 8, 9, 10 pages in the Sporting News.
Yeah, it was
unbelievable.
I thought I read in that Barrett piece too at the end. Didn't he praise himself that somebody named him a top 10 podcast or something?
Let's see. Oh, yes, you're right. I actually didn't see it.
Who by chance did that?
The program was listed in the top 10 of sports media podcasts, which is remarkable given that the program is produced without the backing of a major company or distributor.
Right.
My sincere thanks to everyone for listening, sharing, and supporting the program. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes, and if there's something you'd like to hear explored on a future episode, feel free to pass along your suggestion via email. Yeah. So it doesn't say, though, the program was listed in the top 10 of sports media podcasts.
When this particular show is over, first thing I'm doing is hopping on iTunes and leaving a review.
I spent 4 years in San Francisco.
Oh, he does it himself. He lists the top 10 podcasts of the week, and then he listed himself.
Are there 10 sports media podcasts would be the question.
One.
Yeah, media.
I've only heard of one.
Richard Deich.
Yeah, that's
I listened to Richard Deich. I on my way out here today, I was listening to Bill Simmons. It was a really good discussion, actually. On the ESPN layoffs, and you know Simmons, of course, as he said, I'm close to the fire, so it's a difficult comp. But he had a guy from the Wall Street Journal, and I think Brian Curtis, who Barrett says is going to be on his podcast this week. But I don't know who ranks sports media podcasts.
At first base. Yeah. Let me just send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you.
Okay, there's your number one talk show host in America.
Doug, I got to tell the audience about Pro Flowers for Mother's Day. Mother's Day is this weekend. You can still send the 100 blooms for mom bouquet from Pro Flowers in time for Mother's Day and wow her with these bright, colorful flowers. It comes with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And if you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers guarantees your flowers will arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. There is still time to get 100 blooms for mom delivered by Mother's Day. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code morning after, all one word, morning after. You'll get these stunning flowers and free glass vase starting at just $19.99. That's proflowers.com and code morning after. When you click on the mic, order today before you're out of time, and Pro Flowers is out of this bouquet. We have the Hot Shots email of the day coming your way in a matter of moments here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, the Morning After at InsideSTL.com. Hot Shots, our sponsor of the email of the day, and your place to go for your post-golf outing pony show. Salt and Smoke is the official brisket of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Man, that salt and smoke is good. Tom, with yet another new brilliant commercial, came in and dropped off some brisket last week, Doug, and I saw your jowls.
They were watering. Yeah. Yeah, right in here. I'm pointing to them.
Right, you're pointing.
Right, this is right where they started.
Started to water.
Yeah. You see the cartoons with a wolf and his jowls are watering. Oof. What it felt
like. That was you.
Yeah.
Doug, if you do get some saliva on your jowls, make sure that your skin is soft and smooth, and you can do so with Harry's razors.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they
what
taught
blend.
That. Yeah, that's kind of more Northwestern in Syracuse than Missouri. There, I felt like.
Yeah, had kind of that Northeastern.
It did.
Flair to
it. It did
at first, and then you kind of blended a little bit of Northwestern into it later.
Yeah, Medill School. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy Two ordinary guys were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. That's just $2 a blade. That's it, $2 a blade. Get started with Harry's today with their great starter sets. Your start set includes ergonomic handle in the color of your choice, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. This is an entire month of shaving for just $15. This is a great everyday deal, but just for our audience, I have a special offer for fans of the show where you can get it for even less. We've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your first purchase with promo code INSIDESTL. Go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to claim your offer. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Frank Cusimano comes up after us at 10 o'clock. It is the Lion's Choice, famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box that comes your way coming up here at 10 o'clock on 590 The Fan. Doug, before we go to the Hot Shots email of the day, Sherry's Berries for Mother's Day.
Have you guys come to a decision what you're going to get?
I'm leaning towards Sherry.
Yeah.
That's what, well, then listen, and I'll give you some of the information that you're going to need. Yep. So get your hands on your phone, and you can make the call right now and get this taken care of. Because you know Sunday's going to come, and you're going to go, oh, geez, I didn't do enough. It happens all the time. You think, well, it's only Tuesday now. Sunday will never get. Well, it is going to get here, and you are going to be sorry if you don't do something. So here's what you do. You get her some Sherry's Berries. What are they? Well, huge, freshly dipped strawberries that you send to mom, and you get a big box full of them for only $19.99 plus shipping. Sherry's Berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and the like.
That's nice.
And even though you have waited until the last minute now, we have an exclusive offer for you. You can double the berries for mom for just $10 more, and she gets free cake truffles as well. So you pick your desired delivery date, hopefully sometime before Sunday or Sunday. Plus, your satisfaction is guaranteed, and if it's not, they give you your money back. Now, the only way to get this amazing Berries deal, starting at just $19.99, is to visit berries.com. You click on the microphone in the top right corner and use the code MORNINGAFTER. Then you double your berries for mom and get the free cake truffles before they run out. That's what you do. Here's the website, berries.com, berries.com, and the code MORNINGAFTER when you click on the mic. The amazing deal won't last long. Mother's Day is Sunday, so be sure to order now.
She'll like
it.
Yeah, that'll be a good treat. Good discussion going on, Doug. If you want to join the fan page for your birthday,
we'll let you in on the short hair thing
we discussed.
Yeah.
Good discussion. Then there's a discussion. Chrissy Runner Girl, you know her, Jennings.
I'm familiar with her.
She said, Tim, another reason you are the best. A new study reveals bald men are smarter, stronger, and sexier.
Oh, come on.
But it's a study.
It's a study.
Thank you, Schwartz.
You can't argue with it, Doug.
Insurance agency. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's see.
But most of the people, we should say, for the benefit of those like Doug,
right,
who for some reason have not joined the fan page.
Yeah. It's vile.
The TMA fan page.
The majority of, this week sponsored by Brother Hebert.
Yep.
The majority of people do not like the look.
Of the fan page.
No. No, they love the fan page.
Oh,
yes,
it's the hair. They
don't
like
the lack of hair, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
How could you?
I don't know. I don't know who.
I don't, and I have it.
Yeah, I don't know who could look
at that. I'm self-loathing.
I gotta have that.
Don't you think most men like women that have long hair, long, beautiful hair? Is that reasonable to say that most guys like that look?
I think they like hair.
But
have
you ever seen a girl with long, beautiful hair and said, oh, that looks horrible?
No.
No.
Well, what if she's kind of stocky?
Well, I wasn't talking about the body. I was talking about the hair.
Proud Joe wouldn't like her.
Right. Especially if she went out with an athlete.
No, I don't get it. It's just some Hollywood snobby.
Well, I hope it doesn't catch on. There are some people that are saying, you go, girl. Like it's a girl power thing.
That's being said on the fan page?
Well, I saw one person said it's fine if they want to have girl power.
Well, it's fine to do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's their hair. Nobody's saying they shouldn't do it. I was just asking if people like it.
I'm saying they shouldn't do it.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier just to not wear makeup?
Doug?
And make a point that, you know, it doesn't matter what we look like. We can do what we want. Just don't wear any makeup. You don't have to chop off the hair.
I ain't dressing up for no man.
Some people don't like other things.
See?
Right, Joe.
Right there. That's why I like kittens and bunnies.
Jennings, where are you on Keisha Gray?
As you know, I trend older with the
She's like 22
with those actresses, but she's all right. She's what I like about her is she seems to be enjoying it.
Oh, shucks. Mm.
Plowboy, I think you might have had one of the greatest shows
you
of your career.
You have done well today, brother.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
Proud of you.
Now at this point, there's two outs in the ninth. And yeah, there was a base hit given up in the fifth, but still, it's a one hitter complete game shutout. We're up 9-0.
There was a time where nobody
say, well done.
Where nobody would even mention another name when they mentioned Stedman.
Yeah,
and that's changed.
Pablo, how do you feel about that?
That's
to even
big.
Be mentioned in the same breath as Stedman, ladies and gentlemen.
All Morning After with Tim McCurkin,
and he fired a drop before he wheeled himself over to the microphone.
I didn't want that awkward pause, so I thought, hey, perfect time.
That's nice thought.
You've never met Sted, have you?
I did.
Did he talk?
No, I cucked Stedman, remember?
Doug
cucked him.
Stedman. Yeah, this is, you know, it's a broad cuck. Mine is basically when I'm hovered around Stedman when he's controlling the board, I cucked him. So yeah, a couple times I did watch his...
His action.
His fingers are fast.
Mm. He had magic fingers, did he?
He didn't say one word to me.
No, he was a quiet fella.
Shook his head. Turned back around.
Well, I'll give Plowsy the benefit of the doubt here because Stedman, even though he's the greatest of all time, he had the array right in front of him where Plowsy has to go look for it and download it. So it's a little quicker with the 75 at your fingertips compared to...
100 just opened up here, just ready to fire. A lot of Barretts. You can see Jason Barrett.
Mm-hmm. I like those.
So you're giving the listener what they want.
Yeah, a little peek behind the curtain is what you're doing.
All right.
Doug, if I buzz my pubes and dye them blonde, I bet you would love it. That's from 636.
It's a nice hole, Bill.
What kind of text is that, really?
Bill, he's trying to see what you think.
636 got himself suspended for just a really stupid text.
For just asking you.
And it's going to cost him a suspension to last 2 days' time.
Wow.
It'll be written into the hotshot suspension log. And you're saying, wait a minute, what are you writing it down with? Well, I'm writing it down with a Wright Business Products pen. Locally owned and operated businesses, a business, that can brand ink pens, business cards, can coolies, magnets, and so much more, I'm telling you. Call Brian Mode at 618-277-4109 to get started today. And you'll have a whole bunch of Wright Business Products pins with
his names
pinner. On it.
He is.
Yeah, he's a fan pinner. You'd know that if you were on there.
Wait, I'm not on there.
Doug is spot on. I love him. That's from the 314.
You going to suspend them?
No. I'll let that one go.
Okay.
Doug, trust me. We all know where your jowls are, and I'm used to them watering after. No.
There's talk of the
now,
wet,
who might that have been?
830 Recreator.
830 Recreator has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and I don't expect it felt very good.
You guys catch Joey Ledwardy's 2018 NHL Bracketology. Looks like the Blues at the Atlanta Thrashers again in round one. That comes from Mario in Chicago, show Consigliere.
Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Marcy.
Tournament.
Guys, I wish Barrett would explore the inside of a bottle of bleach. Thanks. That's from Mr. Nipples.
Come on, Nipsey.
How many effing losers are doing sports media podcasts? Thanks. That's from Matt, who bowls at Hanks.
One to our knowledge.
We know of Richard Deitch and we know of Jason Barrett.
And I would say they're very different on the spectrum.
Right. And I don't know if Simmons, I think this was just kind of a one. Doug, was this a one-off podcast, would you say? You like that, a one-off?
I don't care.
Send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you.
What are you going to send to Bill?
It's all.
This Bill is something.
All right, time for the Hot Shots email today.
All right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable here because you have a month where two of the all-time greats have decided to compete.
Yep.
Justin and Columbia and Misty Plops. Now, they're tied at two. Tunnels 12,000 has a win. And who else has a win?
You hear that, Doug? Tunnels.
Tunnel. Yeah, I didn't like it because he's as vile as anyone going.
Seamaster's texting me. Let me just...
You don't get any votes from me.
Get the text here. Just give me 1 second. Corey G.
Dodgers.
Monkey Shoulder Whiskey, Doug.
All right.
That's original. It's the original scotch. Not original like you. More original than that, like Tim. Monkey Shoulder. Have yourself one tonight when you're watching some Cardinals at Borland's. And 8,000 people have gathered in...
Yeah, if that. What a shame. They spent all that money on it.
I mean, if you could have shorted that play, though, you would have done it all day
no
long.
No question.
I mean, you knew it wasn't going to work. It just there's other things going on.
Yep.
But
there's other things going on in other cities, too, and they still have fans for their baseball
teams. No, but you know that the whole premise off the bat...
Transient.
...was that was that the Latin community was just going to come out in droves. Nobody looked at the fact that the Latin community couldn't afford to come in droves.
Did Barrett talk like that when he was at 590? How could anyone take him seriously with that voice? Thanks, that's from Chief J. Strongblow.
Ooh, that's nice. Chief J. Strongblow.
Tongue punch the fart box, Doug. That's from Lenny Dykstra, life coach.
Lenny Dykstra, life coach.
Morning. In honor of Jay Jr. in studio, I decided to pen a haiku.
Uh-oh.
Sweaty man crevice. Part my cheeks with peeping tongue.
Oh, gee, Minnie.
Cheesy bean dip. Think about it.
I'm not going to.
Tunnels 12,000.
Cheesy bean dip.
Tunnels 12,000.
I thought that was good, Doug.
As I said earlier, Janine is my all-time favorite. Doug, do you remember how you felt the first time you saw Raquel Welch? Well, when Janine was on that Blink-182 album cover back in the day, I discovered my body, and I discovered it well. That being said, Iggy, do you have a koi pond in that gay little garden of yours? As God is my witness, if I find out you were in any way the reason she's hesitating to join the program, I will hold your little bleached head underwater until the bubbles stop. I will end you, old man. No one will hear your screams over the resounding applause from your lesbian neighbors. See you soon. Matt, who bowls.
I didn't like it. He's threatening murder. Matt, who bowls at Hanks with a felonious email.
What was felonious?
The threat of murder.
The murder threat.
Guys, I penned this email with a gentle boy drip coming down me cheeks. This week's sode of Swope's Picks was truly magical, and it was by far his best sode ever, no doubt. That sode was like the Citizen Kane banging Caddyshack 2 and had a baby in podcast form. It was awe-inspiring to reminisce on how Cucky's tumultuous ride to local celebrity and stardom began. Sure, when I was off work with a broken arm, I could have been doing volunteer work or helping people in need. But I made that brave choice to put this city on and all over my back to one day hoist the chalice. A year ago, I couldn't get a date, and today I have more grizzled gentlemen inside of me than a Gander Mountain going out of business sale.
They're all out of business now, though, nationwide.
And everyone, I need you to hear this. Cucky is nothing without his TMA tribe. One love, you creeps. Your favorite attention whore, Cucky, the dwarfy boy. Wow, wow, wow.
Cucky, the dwarfy boy.
Gentlemen and huggable Doug, in honor of Doug's 69th trip around the sun, I will use wet behind the ears and birthday suit in an eloquently penned sentence. Here goes. Doug was still wet behind the ears as his birthday suit glistened from a warm, celebratory golden shower, so I handed him a towel. That's from Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
I didn't like it.
It's Neil a birthday email.
Allen Craig Paquette.
Yeah, it was a birthday email.
Guys, plops here. First thing, I enjoyed Larry's answer in the WWE recap today when asked, why are they wrestling in England? To which he answered, because they are on an international tour. No BS, just the facts here, fellas. Just the facts. We're overseas because we're traveling. Second, the new imaging elements are definitely fire. I heard one yesterday afternoon that literally had the ladies saying the following. Welcome back to the hard line. Enter at your own risk. Tim, I don't know what to do. Should I be a bad boy and keep listening, or should I jump out of my car while it's moving to stay safe? Plowboy's Laugh Dug is brought to you by the Post Sports Bar and Grill.
Sure.
Stay posted.
My friends. Anyway, happy birthday, Doug. You share a birthday with Billy Joel, which makes perfect sense because you're our little uptown girl living in your white bread world. I'll toast to you this evening with some room temperature tappy tappy wah wah before fisting the night away on my Davenport with James the Greater, this hung new Catholic guy picked up while playing driveway basketball last week with Boof and Mr. Howard from the hardware store. Thanks, Misty Plops. Lord. Yeah, it was Scott Howard was the name of Michael J. Fox's character, wasn't it?
I don't know. Misty Plops, assistant program director.
Hey, Doug. Happy birthday, you old goat. I just hope you know you don't look a day over 80 and your ass doesn't feel a day over 25. Anyway, if you aren't doing anything later, Gary Coleman, bald Katy Perry, and myself are going to grab some drinks and go test out this new glory hole spot downtown. My treat. Think about it and let me know. Thanks. The Soulard Twink Boy.
I'm not going to think about it.
You should. Gary Coleman's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is.
Twink boy.
Guys, just picked up the latest issue of Foot Fancy magazine. There's a nice article on the stems of St. Louis golf courses. It includes a sweet photo of a burly gal teeing off barefoot at Rock Springs Park in Alton. Foot Fancy also features a special report by the thrill ride conductor himself, Jason Barrett. 10 worst feet in sports media. Michelle Tafoya tops the list, but she wasn't available for an interview because she pulled a sciatic and was in an ER in San Francisco. Oh, and happy birthday, Doug. Here's to 75 more years of hiding Easter eggs for your middle-aged children. That's from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I didn't like it.
I did.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, I want to thank you for speaking at our elementary school last week. You spoke at an elementary school?
No. No, I didn't.
That's what I said. No,
some of the stuff that you're reading, Tim, is not really true.
I said you did.
I always thought that I wanted to take the easy path and be a heart surgeon or firefighter, but now I want to do something to help people. I want to be a local sports reporter. I mean, why save people from fires when I can sizzle them with my own self-scorching hot takes every morning at the crack of dawn? And why study anatomy when I can have other grown men text and call in to discuss what they would like to do with mine? Your job is the coolest, and your no-excuses approach to providing accurate and up-to-date information that people already have on their phones tells them that you play by your own rules, like a real bad boy. Sorry that little Timmy Earhart's dad hopped off the art out of the art closet and interrupted your presentation for a severe drizzle advisory. Anyway, Doug, what is going on?
What just happened
no
there?
No idea.
Was he talking about your dad?
I don't know.
I like your dad.
Thank you very much, but I don't know. There's no relation to the...
I don't understand.
Amelia Earhart? Where's she?
We're still looking.
Yeah. Went down in a plane, like Australia area? Oceania?
We don't know.
Just don't know at this point.
Where's Oceania? Is that that fish bistro in Clayton?
No, that's Oceania is considered Australia, New Zealand.
No, it's that not. Area. Yeah, what do you mean Oceania?
That's what they call
it. It's a restaurant, Clayton.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, I'm off to practice my power napping. I'm going to need it when I grow up. Not just anybody can work 80 hours a week, do sports weekend Super Sunday at 2 a.m. on Monday morning, sleep through hours, and go to their second job. Yes, sir, local sports, here I come. Thanks, Mr. Vaughn. Mm-hmm. And some Lil Tommy Fiskins.
Lil Tommy Fiskins.
You spoke at his elementary school.
No, I didn't.
And you told these kids to get into sports broadcasting?
I didn't speak at an elementary school.
No. But he said.
I mean, you'd have blood on your hands, sir.
Yeah, I know, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Morning, fellas. Happy birthday to the sex symbol of St. Louis, Doug Vaughn. It's a shame this epic event only comes one time a year, unlike myself, who does multiple times every day all over various parts of Doug's nude body. Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
He's already been suspended once.
How does he
now
get
the
through?
Charges will be trebled. He's been suspended a period of 6 days' time. Hey, hey, thanks, Right Business Products, for your ink pens.
Doug, that's what we have time for. Wait.
I don't have any check marks. I've got none. They were vile.
You didn't go with anybody.
I'll just say Cucky the Dwarfy Boy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Matt of Bolton Hanks, I would say, is definitely going to get his own at some point.
I like that Billy Pullman. He did good. I obviously have a tremendous passion for the Cuckster. But Plops gets my vote.
Plops just shipped it then, right, Doug?
No, I didn't vote for him.
I'm going with Plops. He just shipped
it. Damn it, Lucas!
Misty Plops has taken command of May, and now you're starting to talk about February, you're starting to talk about Borch, you're starting to talk about April, and now you can look at Bay. Where has Justin in Columbia gone over the last four shows?
Doug?
Maybe he finally got a job. Rest of these guys have stopped looking.
Justin and Columbia's sons, do you know he has Mad Game Jennings?
No, really?
He's got Mad
Golf-wise.
Game.
Golf-wise.
You know about this Plowhawk.
Golf-wise?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm friends with all
and he's
Facebook.
Like, what? He's like five or six or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like, really? It's unreal talent.
It's insane. Yeah. Nice. It's insane. All right, time for us to shut it down. It's Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef and Top to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box for... The Plowhawk for Iggy, for the Sea Master, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, for Jennings Randolph Jr., and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan, and this has been Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan, KFNS 105.7 HG2 FM, and inside STL.com live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.